We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon, entitled Wheat and Weeds, Pastor Glass focuses on not giving up on people. She uses the parable that Jesus taught about separating the wheat and weeds. She reminds us that God is the one to do the sorting and encourages us to focus on trying to be the best wheat we can be instead of judging others, because it'll all be taken care of at the right time. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I'm truly delighted that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or you are joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you'll find in the pew rack. If you would like to fill out the card and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that because it gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. If you do fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until following the worship service. And at that time, you can place it in the offering plate on the altar or in the offering jar in the entranceway. You can also use the visitor card if you have had any changes to your cell phone number, your telephone number, if you have a new address, fill out the card and put it in the offering plate or in the offering jar, and that will help us keep our directory and church membership information up to date, so we share that with you. If you're joining us online, I invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can use the chat feature on Facebook, or you can send an email to the church office and tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from. And our church office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website to stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning's reading comes from Genesis 28, verses 10 through 19a. Jacob loved Beersheba and went to Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a stairway set up on earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 13. Verses 24 through 30, and then verses 36 through 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, no,
For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. And he answered, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again, and I'm so glad that you are joining us, whether you are here in person or joining us online. And I pray that each of us will find something in our time together that helps us follow Jesus a little more closely in the coming week. Our scripture lessons for the past 2 weeks have focused on agricultural images, seeds and soil, wheat and weeds. And I've confessed to you before that I am not a great gardener. I have a hard time keeping even potted plants alive. And when I'm working in the yard, I sometimes think that things that are weeds are actually flowers. And sometimes I think that flowers are actually weeds. For me, it is sometimes hard to tell the difference between the two. And that's really what we're going to look at as we study today's gospel lesson. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So several years ago, a woman, not me, planted a flower garden at her house. And when spring came, she noticed that there were unfamiliar green shoots coming up with the flowers. Convinced that they were weeds, she began pulling them out. And a neighbor happened to walk by and saw what she was doing and called out to her and said, "You might want to leave those alone." And she said, "Well, why? They're weeds." And the neighbor said, "No, they're not. They are flowers that the previous owner planted last fall. Leave them be and give them a little time and you will see." So the woman reluctantly left them alone. And a few weeks later, the plants that she thought were weeds and that she had nearly destroyed sprouted up and showed beautiful blossoms on them. What she had confidently identified as weeds turned out to be gorgeous flowers. She simply had not waited long enough to see what they would become. Sometimes we make that mistake with people too, don't we? We look at one moment, we look at one event, we look at one incident or one decision in their lives, and we decide that we know exactly who they are and what kind of person they are. But in today's gospel lesson, Jesus reminds us that we do not always see clearly, and we certainly do not see as God sees. That is one of the things that Jesus was describing for us in the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Now, to understand that parable better, it helps to know that Jesus was talking about a very specific type of weed called zizania, It's also sometimes called Darnell weed. And Courtney did an amazing job with the cover of the bulletin. Thank you, Courtney. Because if you look at the wheat and the weeds that are on the cover of the bulletin, they look very similar, even when they are fully sprouted. But in the early growing stages, they are almost impossible to tell apart. The difference only becomes clear after they have matured and fully grown. And so the people who heard Jesus telling this parable understood that it would be very difficult to tell them apart in the early growing stages. And in addition to that, the roots would become tangled with one another. So if you tried to pull out the weeds, if you could even tell which ones they were, you might risk pulling out the wheat as well. You cannot always tell what is a wheat and what is a weed. So just as the servants or the slaves in that parable could not safely separate wheat from weed, Jesus reminds us that we cannot see another person as completely as God does. As far as I know, the good guys in this world do not go around wearing white hats, and the bad guys in this world do not go around wearing black hats. And someone who seems like a bad guy to us may very well seem like a good guy to the next. Human beings are more complicated than the labels that we give to them. I think I've shared this story before, but there is an old folk tale about a rich man who lived in a small village. And everyone considered him to be a miser. Whenever beggars came to his door, he would shoo them away and not give them anything. In the same village, there lived a very poor shoemaker. But the shoemaker was known for his generosity. And whenever somebody in need appeared at his door, the shoemaker always found a coin or two to spare. The villagers all praised the shoemaker, and they despised the rich man. Then the rich man died. And a month later, the shoemaker suddenly stopped giving out money to the poor. When the village minister came to him and asked what had happened, the shoemaker explained and said, "For years, the rich man secretly gave me coins to give out to others. His only condition was that I never tell anybody where the money came from. Now that he's gone, there are no more coins to give." The villagers were stunned. The one man that they had praised for his generosity, that they considered wheat, was really acting on behalf of the other man that they had considered a weed. That story reminds us that we very seldom know another person's whole story. We only see a fragment, right? God is the one who sees the whole person. That is part of what the parable of the wheat and the weeds tells us. But the other part of the parable that I want to lift up this morning is a reminder that it's not our job to make the final separation between the wheat and the weeds. If you remember in the parable, Jesus tells us at the harvest time, the reapers will come in and separate. And guess what? We're not the reapers. You know who the reapers are? The angels, right? The angels of God. It is God's job to make that determination, not ours. Our calling is not deciding who is worthy of God's kingdom. Our calling is to live as children of that kingdom and to trust that the final judgment belongs to God. We need to take care of our business and let God take care of God's business, right? Which begs the question, what is our business? Well, Jesus said that the good seed represents who? Do you remember from the parable? Thank you, the children of God, exactly, the children of the kingdom. Our business is growing wheat in our lives to the best of our ability, rather than spending our time worrying about what might be weeds. Which reminds me of another story of a pastor whose lawn was filled with weeds, and it was so bad that none of the lawn care companies would even touch it. And he was getting so frustrated with the appearance of his lawn, much like the appearance of mine, that he was ready to call in a company to just take everything out and resod the whole place, which would be a costly and time-consuming proposition. Then there was a farmer in the congregation who came up to him and said, "Pastor, don't spend your time worrying about getting rid of the weeds. Just concentrate on growing healthy grass." And while that might not solve every problem in the lawn care industry, it is really good spiritual advice, right? Don't spend your time worrying about what might or might not be weeds in the world. Just spend your time cultivating healthy wheat. Sow seeds of kindness and forgiveness and grace and mercy. Spend time loving your neighbor. Spend time growing good wheat in your life and in the world around you. And then the weeds will take care of themselves. We may not always recognize the difference between wheat and weeds, but by the grace of God, we can choose what we will cultivate in our lives, right? And I think if we spend our time focusing on growing wheat in our own lives, the weeds will take care of themselves. May God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? God, help us to concentrate on growing wheat, loving our neighbors, serving those in need, forgiving as we have been forgiven by you, and allowing the grace of Jesus Christ to bear good fruit in our lives. And it is in his name that we pray, and all God's people said, amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we join together for reciting a statement of faith from the United Church of Canada. You'll find the words on the screen or in your bulletin. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. As those who are hoping to cultivate wheat in the world, let us take this time to share with God our tithes and our offerings. If you do choose to support the church financially, we thank you for your generosity. And whether you're in person or online, there's also an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do that. And again, we thank you for your generous support. I send you out as those who will grow good wheat. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, We pray for your safety, and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.